The intercity visit continues today. Today is the last day of the festivities down in Athens, Georgia. All the group of movers and shakers from our Chapel Hill, Carborough, Orange County community stopped off in Greenville, South Carolina, and then proceeded on to Athens, Georgia. One of those movers and shakers is Aaron Keck. Aaron is there on that trip. And Aaron, I know that yesterday was a mighty busy day. How would you sum up what happened yesterday in Athens?
It was a very busy day. We're in Athens. This is a trip that is hosted and sponsored and run by the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. They do it every 2 years. We're in Athens this year. That's the destination. But with the stop off in Greenville on Sunday, we really only had the one full day in Athens, Georgia, to run around and see and experience as much of the community as possible. So we started the day with a bus tour, and then we went from there into a conversation about K-12 education. We talked to the superintendent of schools. He's done a lot of great things, specifically to close the achievement gap, which is something that obviously we're concerned about in Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County. So that was a very enlightening conversation. We talked about community branding. We had folks from the Visitors Bureau talk to us about how they market themselves and draw in tourism money. In the afternoon, we talked about economic development in a variety of ways. They do a lot with light industrial and manufacturing in Athens, which we don't do as much of in Orange County. To an extent, in the rural part of the county and out by Mebane, less so, obviously, in Chapel Hill, but that's something that they've managed to do in Athens as well. So we talked about that and continued the day by talking about different forms of economic development. We've tried form-based code in the Ephesus Fordham area, that one section of Chapel Hill where we set parameters and then developers develop projects based on the parameters, and the process for approval is a bit streamlined. They do that all over the town. So we talked about how that works. And then we broke up. We went off into different directions. Some of us went downtown. Some of us toured UGA. There's an art center. There's a convention center. So we tried to see and do as much as humanly possible. We've got half a day left before we head home.
Well, we'll talk more about this later, but we have our first test of the form-based code deal tonight when the Community Design Commission meets to consider the Certificate of Appropriateness application for the proposed Village Plaza apartments on South Elliott Road. And that, of course, is Roger Perry's project. What is on the agenda for today in Athens?
For today, we are in the process of checking out of the hotel, actually, because we'll be heading on buses here in less than an hour to begin the process of heading home. But we're heading to Athens Tech Community College, which is, as you can imagine, their version of Durham Tech. Very much like Durham Tech, it's an acclaimed school. They have a lot of great programs, good tie-ins with UGA, good tie-ins with the K-12, the public schools. We'll be talking about higher education, not just at Durham Tech, but also not just at Athens Tech, but also with UGA. And then we'll come together and talk about kind of town and gown relations and working together and how UGA and the town of Athens and Athens Tech all work together to develop programs. Based on what we heard yesterday, there's actually less collaboration, seems like it, less collaboration between UGA and the town of Athens than maybe we have in Chapel Hill with UNC. We work a little bit more closely than they do down here, but there are avenues of collaboration here too, so we'll talk about that as well. And then we'll wrap up, talk about what we learned. Different people are drawing different lessons, which is great. Everyone is taking a different thing and focusing on a different thing. So we'll come together and talk about the individual thing that we all learned and then head home later in the evening.
Just a quick question for you, Aaron. I'm curious because I haven't been there. What is the proximity of the University of Georgia campus to downtown Athens?
Imagine Chapel Hill. It's very similar. You've got the University of Georgia, that it's this big sprawling green campus. They've got a nice green space, very much like what we've got on UNC with Polk Place. That butts right up against Broad Street, which is the southern end, I believe, of downtown Athens. And then downtown Athens is basically a three-quarter mile by one-mile rectangle that's right next to the UGA campus. They talk about how the town and the university literally grew up together because the town didn't exist before the university did. So the downtown and the university are right next to each other. They butt up against each other on Broad Street, very much like Franklin Street. You've got one side of the road where UGA is, and the other side of the road you have businesses. So that's the similarity. The one thing that's a little bit different, and we found this very odd, is that you don't see very many students walking around on those streets, at least not in the couple of days that we've been here. It's been relatively quiet downtown, and we're still trying to figure out why that is. Franklin Street, even on a Sunday night or a Monday night, is alive and buzzing, and it's full of students and people walking up and down and back and forth, less so in Athens, although there is still a lot to see and do. But the two are right next to each other. It's very much Chapel Hillian that way.
Well, Aaron, we appreciate your bringing us up to date on what's happening there, and we'll look forward to your getting back, because I know that, since we have made this intercity visit to another campus community, we will get a lot of ideas from them. They probably will get a lot of ideas from us, and life may change a bit. We may have some special projects come out of this, or certainly some ideas after this intercity visit when all those folks get back, and let's act on those quickly before the enthusiasm dies,
And if you want to think about how these inner city visits have sort of manifested themselves in practice, look on the east end of Carborough. That parking deck was paid for in a variety of different ways, but one of the interesting techniques that they came up with for how to work together with private organizations to fund that parking deck came out of the Bloomington, Indiana trip last year. Bloomington, Indiana has an arts and cultural district that they're really proud of, and now Carborough is starting the process of creating its own. So some of the ideas that come out of this trip are going to be dropped, but a couple of them are going to be people in Chapel Hill, Carborough, Orange County, they're going to pick up and run with them. It'll be interesting to find out which.